today I'm very excited because tomorrow night I'll be getting to see this band for the first time ever. I'm a huge fan, and I'm just not a huge fan of live music, but this is the last time that they're going to be touring by all accounts, so the lovely chaps and ladies here at The Sound hooked me up. And it's also Andy's birthday, so I know this one's going to be close to both of our hearts. From 1981, ladies and gentlemen, the album is Moving Pictures. The song is... Well done, Andy. You might recognize this little ditty. And why am I doing this one today?
It's Geddy Lee's birthday.
62 years old. A year younger than you.
Gary Lee Weinrib.
Yeah. Geddy Lee's a better. Yeah. So we all know this one. It's Tom. So I want to congratulate Scott, Zahn, and Florian DeJaco on the Facebook page who were the ones who guessed that it was probably going to be some Rush.
Ah.
So we're going to start with this one. What I decided with because we usually go with the drums first. Today we're going to go with the keyboards first because it's such a iconic sound. And Geddy Lee, to this day, has no idea how he pulled it off.
All right.
So here it is.
Well, this is going to make Mark happy because he said earlier, I hate Rush.
There it is. Some of the greatest hi-hat ever played.
Now, who's playing this?
Geddy. I mean, it's awesome. If God had a keyboard, it would sound just like that.
It's the equivalent of an electric drum.
Boo! Yeah.
It's really great.
And then there's like a little bass notes here. It's an Oberheim.
What?
And the Lord said...
Yay, as I walk through the valley.
Let me bring a keyboard with me. All right, so that's in there, so that's always good. And let's listen to The Professor. Now, The Professor has confessed at this point he was very much influenced by Stuart Copeland of The Police. So it's interesting. If you hear it, it's actually a very Stuart Copeland drum sound that he went for on this one, and not so much the traditional rock and roll of his usual bruisings.
Professor being Neil Peart.
Yes, Neil Peart.
We mentioned earlier, this is the day he joined the band 41 years ago.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Solid, you might say.
Yeah.
Metronomic one could probably call it.
Now, he also writes the lyrics for the band.
He does.
Are you going to explain in this? So you can't explain what Catch the Spit means.
No, it's actually, he wrote the lyrics to this one with another guy who goes by the name of, I wrote it on this card somewhere.
Mark Twain?
Nope. And I don't know where I put it. Oh, no, yeah. Pi Dubois.
Wow.
Yeah, you know Pi Dubois.
Sure.
You know his earlier works, probably.
Delicious.
Apple. Mm-hmm. So there's the little drums. We're going to get some bass. If I'm going to rush through the initial, it's because I've actually done something pretty cool for the latter part. So let's hear the birthday boy play his bass.
You said rush. Uh-huh.
Overdriven.
A bit.
Yeah. Compressed. That's where it comes from.
He's singing while he's doing all this. This isn't for the lighthearted, these bass players.
No, and live it's crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen Rush live, Geddy Lee is playing bass with one hand, usually his left, which is the fretting hand, and then he'll be playing keyboards with his right hand, singing, and then playing Taurus bass pedals with his feet at the same time.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's just motoring right here, like an engine. All right, so there's some Geddy. And now, I don't know about you, Andy, but if I could be one musician for a show, I would not be a drummer, even though I am one. I would absolutely be Alex Lifeson. It used to be that'd be David Gilmour for a Pink Floyd show, but now that it's not really Floyd anymore, I would absolutely be Alex Lifeson for a Rush show. So let's listen to Alex do his business. And these chords are sick.
Yeah. That's... He's double tracking that at least, right?
Oh, at least, if not more. All right, so let's get to say acquired taste. By the way, I did do some research and found out that the Van Halen guitar track is in fact one take, start
wow.
to finish.
Really?
That was how he did it most times. So that was let's go back and re-listen to that. All right, so here's one of the most maligned voices in rock and roll, and a man who's been described as the ugliest woman in rock, which is not fair.
I thought that was Steven Tyler.
It's a photo finish at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Birthday Boy Geddy Lee on the vocals.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve a quiet defense, writing out the day's events. The river!
The river!
What do you say about his companies? What do you say about society? Catch the mist, catch the myth, catch the mystery, catch the drift. The world is love and life are deep.
I mean...
Maybe
testament to him that he can get this gibberish to sound like it means something. You know?
Right.
He's reading it and he's like, wait a minute, it took two of you clowns to come up with this? And I gotta now sing it? Hey, take off. All right, so what I thought... So that's Geddy.
So
this song, obviously, if you don't know, this song goes from 4-4. The time signature goes from 4-4 to 7-8 for the middle bit, and then out again for 4-4, 7-8 for the conclusion.
As a drummer, 7-8 is a cinch to play, right?
It's so easy. It's one of those like I just woke up and did 7-8. So what I thought would be kind of cool, and the 7-8 features the guitar solo and some other cool stuff. So I thought that it would be really kind of cool to hear this entire 7-8 section because it's when everyone puts their balls on it. All right, so here we go. This is the beginning. Just the keyboard start. A ludicrous guitar solo. And just listen to what Neil's doing. He's in and out of 7-8. Now he goes to 4-4. Just fill.
There's air drumming happening in here.
All right, so now we'll just listen to let's listen to Neil just do the drums of this section. Featuring some... So this is just the keyboard, sorry. So this is just the intro bit, because this is kind of cool, because you hear Alex and Geddy playing together. And then this cool... So that's how we get into it. So here, sorry, this is Neil drumming. Phenomenal.
So good.
So good.
What's that, Phil?
Right? Double time. Here comes the big moment, Jay. Here it is.
Sick.
All right, so here's what Geddy does in this bit. It's just it's ridiculous. So now let's hear Geddy and Neil together, which is like an engine room.
Never heard some of that stuff that's bubbling under from Geddy in between the fills.
His passing notes.
Yeah.
Building the energy by sliding the octave. Amazing. All right, so now Alex Lifeson, and this features his guitar solo, which is, the word blistering is probably the best way to describe it. Says it's about 5 takes, all cut together to make that happen.
Wow.
All right, so now let's hear. This is really cool because this is the reason I did it this way is because I think one of the things, and certainly as a nerdy Rush fan, one of the things about this band that is very hard to find in music at this point is real genuine friendships that have lasted this long. And these people love each other.
Yeah.
You know, I think all you got to do is watch one Rush documentary. And you realize that the respect that they have for each other and the love for it is genuine.
That's crazy.
It's incredible, you know, and the fact that they support Neil 100%. If you don't know Neil's story, it's tragic. It's, you know, he's a phenomenal dude. And the two of them protect him no end. It's a gorgeous friendship. And I think listening to this middle bit, you actually hear their friendships playing out because you can hear the support and the fact that everyone's showing off when they need to and then stepping back when they don't. There's no ego in this, even though it clearly is. But it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. there's a genuine respect. So when you hear Geddy and Alex playing together, this is awesome. You know, like,
love it.
This is how we get it done. All right, so now if you hear the whole section together, you can now hear everybody doing their bits. We'll be right back. It's craziness. But you could only do that guitar solo if Geddy Lee is doo-doo-doo-doo-doo underneath you, because it holds it all together. It gives you the room.
Once again, to put an exclamation point on it, this is three dudes making all this sound.
Yeah.
And an iconic riff. This is sick. I can't wait to watch this moment live. All right, so let's hear the main song again just to remind us where we were. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
So happy birthday, Geddy Lee. I'll hopefully see you if you're listening down at the Rush Show tomorrow night. Because I couldn't be more excited about it. It's going to be awesome. And if you haven't, pick up Neil Peart's book, Ghost Rider. They said goodbye to his daughter, and she drove off their property, and 2 hours later was killed in a car accident. 6 months later, his wife willed herself to death, gave herself cancer, and he lost his mind and went on his motorcycle for 2 years. And it's the diary of this journey of him coming out of this thing. It's an incredible, incredible. And at the end of it, he falls in love. It's a really incredible book. And you get to see their friendships and the three of them. And it's really, it's an incredible journey that he's gone under.
Didn't he have a health scare too?
Cancer scares himself. I mean, he's actually, you know, in the Rush folklore, like, you know, you can talk to Geddy and Alex at any point and you don't really, you know, it's just known that you don't, you know, Neil can't really handle it. That's what, you know, Limelight and that stuff is about. He has a tough time interfacing with his fans, and I saw him and see, I don't know if he still does, but for a while I lived in Santa Monica and I was walking around Santa Monica Main Street and I saw him and I was like, it's Neil, man, like, what are you doing? He just looked over and I just kind of gave him a little nod, and he gave me a nod and a wink back, and it was one of the coolest celebrity meetings I'd ever had, because it was like he knew that I knew that he knew that I knew that he was who he was, but we didn't need to have a thing about it. We could just be cool, you know, and then that was it. Like, I met Neil Peart in like the greatest Neil Peartian way that you could meet him.
That was Peartian.
So, yeah, it was really Peartian.
He knew that I knew it was a thing.
Yeah, exactly. He knew it was a thing that I knew.
You were making a big deal.
Yeah, there was no reason to, and he was stoked that he met me. So that's Tom Sawyer from Rush, Moving Pictures, 1981. I'll see you tomorrow night if you're going down. Thank you so much, everybody.